right, assalamu alaikum everyone, and we're continuing our discussion in Quran Daily on Maliki Yawmiddin. Right, so what we discussed yesterday with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jalal manifesting itself in this particular ayah, and how that Jalal is indispensable, a recognition of that Jalal is indispensable for our growth and development, for the love of Allah to truly manifest itself. So we go on from that recognition to realize, to identify the importance of boundaries in our lives. See, we have different deadlines that we have to work with, without which we would not work, right? So we have the ultimate deadline, that is of death, looming, threatening over us at all times, right? And so we know that we do not have an eternity to do whatever it is to be done. For if it is action that is reflective of our growth, or that is going to be the source of our growth, then that action will not happen if we have an indefinite time period to do it. So imagine yourself having a responsibility of a task, which let's say takes a couple of hours to complete. But the deadline for that task is 5 years. You have to do it in, say, December 2025. It's going to take a couple of hours of your time. Rest assured, for the vast majority of us, we are not going to get around to that task until November 2025. That's probably when we're going to start thinking about it. We're probably not going to start doing it until the very last day comes around. And then on that very last day, we're going to start making the necessary preparations to put those couple of hours in. And again, for the most of us, if it's a couple of hours for the task, then we're going to wait until we only have a couple of hours left, or maybe even less than that, before we actually get around to it. So projecting from that, generalizing from that rather, if we have an entire lifetime at our disposal and no tasks or responsibilities or meaning worth a lifetime for us to fulfill, for us to discover, for us to do, then we're going to be complacent. We're going to be lazy, right? So it is what this idea of limits, how it instills meaning into our life. So the fact that life is going to end with death, and the life of this world is going to end with the hereafter. Both of these limitations, both of these ends, are in fact new beginnings that endow this particular time period, bounded off with its limitations, with meaning. You take away death, you take away life's meaning. You take away afterlife, you take away the meaning of the life of this world, right? So we have to have this recognition of limitations, of ends, of restrictions. And as we alluded to the last time, these restrictions manifest themselves in smaller doses within our daily routine, within the regular course of our life. Falling sick, for example, is a reminder of our physical limitations. Experiencing grief at a loss is a recognition of our psychological limitations, right? So any kind of loss is symbolic of the loss of life that eventually awaits us and creates within us this urgency. It should create within us this urgency to get stuff done, to achieve whatever it is that we have to achieve, that we should be achieving. The sense of I should do should be inspired by these different experiences. And so Allah being the Malik of the Yawmiddin helps us recognize that. There is another aspect to this Maliki Yawmiddin that is important to recognize. See, Malik, Allah being the Malik or the master or the owner or the king of the Yawmiddin is also in a huge way a consolation. It is a reassurance that the one who is the Malik of the day, the decisions are going to be made, the judgments, the final judgments are going to be pronounced, is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is the one most merciful, is the one ever merciful, is the one of grace. So you can rest assured that there will be no injustice with respect to how you are treated on the Day of Judgment. Rather, his justice would lean towards the side of forgiveness and mercy, but remain justice nevertheless. It would not be so much mercy and so much forgiveness that it becomes that justice is not there at all. Right? So recognizing his being Rahman on the Day of Judgment is important, but also recognizing that it is a Day of Judgment. It is not a stage show. It is not a theater or, you know, just a convocation ceremony where you're just getting together and everyone there is going to get awards or, you know, their degrees or their certification for paradise or tickets to paradise, and it's all a formality. It is not a formality. Because if it is a formality, then that renders the entire Day of Judgment meaningless, which renders the entire life of this world meaningless, which basically says that God himself is meaningless. And that is something that he takes very, very seriously, as we will find in the Quranic narrative. The meaningfulness of this world, of our lives, of human lives, is one of the fundamental messages of Tawheed, of the Quran, that any conception, any exaggerated conception of Allah's attributes, of Jamal, for example, of his beauty, of his mercy, if they challenge that meaningfulness, then that is not going to be accepted. And as we know, that kind of a conception, what we spoke about in the last video, that recognition of Allah's Jamal is destructive rather than what it's meant to be, constructive, growth-oriented, right? So it has to, this balance is of the utmost necessity. A balanced understanding of Allah's attributes will result in a balanced relationship with him, which would mean a balance in our life, which we are so desperately craving for. Thank you very much once again for watching. And again, if you've benefited, share it. Have others you care for benefit. Or if you don't care for them, share it with them, and they may grow into people that you actually care for. Thank you very much once again for watching. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.